Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
For one word, DavidXSullivan.com. Along the top banner, it'll say Get Involved. You click on the Get Involved tab. It'll drop you down to six boxes. You'll scroll down a little bit, and you'll see Get a Yard Sign. So go to DavidXSullivan.com, click on Get Involved, look for the yard sign. They'll get it out to you right away. And thank you. Thank you for the request, and I've already passed them along. And I know David appreciates it as well. He's a good man. We need to get him elected in that 5th District and get some common sense back in Connecticut. Joining us now on the hotline, I'm amazed how late these folks work. This is an article that was posted at 11:50 last night. It had to do with the town hall, the CNN town hall that Joe Biden was in. And I did watch part of it. Oh, my gosh. The contradictory messages were flowing and were healthy. Joining us now from PJ Media, a great source for news, by the way, pjmedia.com, is Tyler O'Neill. We've had him on before. Tyler, welcome back to the show.
Hey, my pleasure to be here.
So your headline or the headline that this was posted is that first you got Biden blaming Trump for lockdowns, and then you've got him saying, "What, you lost your freedom because he didn't act." So I think we're trying to have it both ways here. What's going on?
Yeah, so Joe Biden, it was very ironic, and it would be hilarious if it weren't just so
right.
So horrible. Anderson Cooper pressed Biden on Attorney General Bill Barr's remarks that the abuses of the coronavirus lockdown restrictions, you know, Democrats having these horrible double standards, shutting down churches while allowing mass BLM rallies, that kind of thing, were the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in American history other than slavery.
Right.
And Biden acted as though Barr had compared them to slavery, but then he decided, oh, wait, let's blame the lockdowns on Trump. You know, like you said, Biden said, you lost your freedom because he didn't act. And he's like, the freedom to go to that ball game, the freedom of your kid to go to school, the freedom to see your mom or dad in the hospital, the freedom just to walk around your neighborhood because of failure to act responsibly.
Right.
It's like, well, who's failing to act responsibly when it's mostly the Democratic mayors and governors who are abusing their authority in these lockdowns?
Right.
Like Trump never issued a single lockdown. He put out guidelines, of course, which was, you know, what Joe Biden called for the federal government to do. But he never actually issued the lockdowns.
Right.
And in fact, you know, and so Biden suggests, oh, he's responsible because quote unquote, everybody knows, you know, the Democrat narrative that Trump is responsible for coronavirus somehow, when Trump was the one shutting down, putting in travel restrictions to China, the source of the global pandemic, back in January, when Biden opposed it and called it hysterical.
Well, because he said Trump was xenophobic because he closed the border with China when it came from China in the first place. Come on.
Seems like Trump was a little more virus phobic.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just so funny because these guys, they try to have it both ways. And particularly, I listened live to Attorney General Barr when he made those comments, and he very clearly separated slavery from this greatest intrusion on civil liberties being the lockdowns. And for Joe Biden to then take that and give it equivalency. They were saying it was, oh, it's just as bad as slavery. And, of course, the lamestream media ran with it. I heard it on radio. Attorney General Barr said lockdowns were worse than slavery. Well, he never said that. That wasn't at all what he was saying. But I guess you can't get a fair break here, right, Tyler?
Yeah, no, I myself am a Hillsdale College grad, and Barr was speaking to a Hillsdale College Constitution Day, celebration. And I was watching that live, just like you, when it happened. And I was like, okay, well, that's a strong statement. You know, I think, I don't know how the coronavirus lockdown abuses compare to Japanese internment, for instance.
But yeah, yeah.
It's clear, you know, it's clear Bill Barr said, other than slavery, he right. wasn't comparing them to slavery.
Right.
He was tacitly admitting that slavery was way worse. And then now you have this media narrative. And it follows exactly, you know, that evening, CNN ran a story claiming that Barr was comparing prosecutors to preschoolers. And it's the same sort of horrific lie, because if you, it's actually pretty hilarious.
If you listen to what
he said.
Because if
you actually watched it.
Right.
He didn't compare. He said that the only place where you want the most minor people making the major decisions is maybe a Montessori preschool.
Right, exactly. It's exactly what he said. I mean, you know, Barr's got a very dry sense of humor. Here's what gets him in trouble. Barr says stuff and uses either a dry sense of humor or hyperbole to make his point. And then the media, they're too dumb to recognize it, and so they just pick it up and run with it as if it's a factual statement. I mean, come on. It was funny.
I don't know
funny.
If it was dumbness here. I mean, this
well,
CNN
it is,
report,
I know. That's giving a benefit
was,
of doubt.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
Yeah.
But I thought it was particularly bad for Biden to blame Trump for the lockdowns, because – you know, he keeps repeating this Columbia University study.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's bad. If the United States had taken coronavirus more seriously 2 weeks earlier than we did, 3 weeks earlier than we did, you know, most of the deaths would have been avoided, or so everybody says. But we didn't know, because
right.
China had been lying to us and suppressing the information. And if you look at the mainstream media coverage, all throughout February, it was, oh, this is just like the flu. This is
right.
no worse than the flu.
Right.
You know, they condemned Trump for downplaying it, but everybody was doing it at the time. Nancy Pelosi
I'm
going
just
to Chinatown.
Say, yeah. You had Pelosi, you had de Blasio, you had Cuomo all saying, oh, you should still go to your favorite eatery or your bar or blah, 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 blah. They were in fact, worse than the president was in terms of encouraging people to go out at the beginning of it when we really didn't know what was going on. But yet they're so quick to blame Trump as though he's not acting. But then you lost your freedoms because of Trump. Oh, wait, Trump didn't act quickly enough. I mean, which is it, Joe?
And the worst thing is, So Joe made this statement a few weeks after, you know, at the Democratic National Convention. Joe Biden went up and said he wanted a new lockdown. He wanted to shut down the country until we get the coronavirus taken care of. So here Joe Biden is a few weeks after saying he wants a new lockdown to blaming Trump for the lockdowns that Trump didn't himself
call for.
No issue. It's so
I mean, again, if it wasn't so absolutely devious, it would be funny. But they're taking things, they're lying, they're crossing truths, making mistruths, and of course, you know, the stake of the nation is the heart of the nation is at risk here in the direction of the country. So, I mean, it's funny in the sense that, gosh, these guys they'll stop at nothing, but it's pretty tragic because of what all is at stake, Tyler.
Yeah, no, it is. And I mean, the level of information warfare you've seen on the coronavirus is just staggering.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way that they blame everything on Trump. And then you look at the things and it's like, okay, Trump's response to COVID was not, you know, perfect. I don't think anybody's response was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
In fact,
mm-hmm.
if you look at Andrew Cuomo, who the left likes to lift up as this shining example on the coronavirus, well, he's the one who waited to issue a statewide lockdown until March 22nd,
mm-hmm.
and Cuomo was the one who led to force nursing homes to admit patients who had tested positive. I mean, it's like, come on, people. If you want, and most of the coronavirus cases in the U.S. came through New York,
right,
from
right,
Europe,
right,
because Trump, you know, that horrible xenophobe Trump,
yep,
decided to shut down travel from China. Otherwise, if he hadn't done that, if we had followed Joe Biden at the time, the coronavirus would have come from China and probably would have been worse.
Mm-hmm.
But
Tyler, we're talking with Tyler O'Neill from PJ Media, and thank God for PJ Media and other places that we can go to and get, you know, real news, honest news, not infected with this kind of Biden spin news. And you guys do an awesome job. Did you hear the story about the Chinese virologist who did the study and then had to leave, had to run for her life in China, who claimed that her research, that she's already released a paper, that her research has shown unequivocally that the virus was engineered by Chinese in Wuhan, which is basically a biological weapons factory, that it was engineered and it was intentionally released. Have you seen that story? What do you think about it?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't delved into it. I've always found it rather questionable that they would do that, partially because early reports, and I honestly need to go back to this, but early reports suggested that they shut down the lab in October,
mm-hmm,
and it looked as though, based on cell phone data, that they had a spill or they had some sort of catastrophic thing happen in the lab.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very likely that, you know, COVID leaked from the lab. I mm-hmm don't know. I mean, if she's telling the truth, and she, you know, I wouldn't doubt that she's telling the truth. The difficulty is it's such a high bar.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I've seen so much that China has done on this virus that is despicable and terrifying,
mm-hmm,
and just outright evil. But the thing is, claiming that they manufactured it in a lab is not necessary, and it's kind of that step a little bit too far in
over the top, right? Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Right.
You know, I don't know. She seems, from what I've heard and what I've read, she's been published in other things. She seems pretty legitimate and knowledgeable working within the system, but. But to your point, yeah, I mean, it's bad enough what they've done. We don't have to give them credit for making it in the lab. It's already bad enough. They're already damnable for their behavior as it is. Hey, listen, Tyler, I got to let you go. Thank you so much for coming on, and always a pleasure. And again, thanks for what you do and what PJ Media does. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, my pleasure. And you can check out, I have a book exposing the Southern Poverty Law Center called Making Hate Pay. I can check that out on Amazon.
All right, cool. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend. Appreciate, again, what you do. Thank you.
You too.
Okay, we're going to take a break here, and then we'll set up for the last call of the week. Holy cow, the last call of the week, 800-966-9842, 860-522-9842. Give us a call.